This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the power of standing in our truth. And I had this thought as I was listening to a candidate make a presentation as to why she should be elected to my son's local school council. Now, there were a number of candidates who had gone before her, and these candidates, of course, a few of them were lawyers. Some of them had served on local school councils before and were office holders. Others were accountants. And so this parent stepped forward. She realized she didn't have the credentials as the parents who had gone before her, but what she had was the heart and the capacity to serve those children in the school. She lit the room up. She gave examples of how she tirelessly drove the team from point A to point B and would reach out to parents and participated in fundraising efforts. So when she stepped up there, she stood in her truth. She didn't compare herself with the credentials of others or even feel small in their presence. And she also had a little sense of humor. So when it was all said and done, some of the attorneys didn't make it to the council, but this woman stood very powerfully in her own light, and she was elected unanimously. So she reminds us the importance of standing in our truth. And so these are the words that I'd like us to cling to. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, no matter the appearances, stand in your truth.